Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody, as we begin a new week in another week where coronavirus just dominates everything, doesn't it? But, you know, it's really not the coronavirus. It is our approach to how do we deal with it. That's what matters. Did you know that Florida is already reopening their beaches? Texas and Vermont apparently are looking at reopening businesses. And where is Oregon? Well, we're tied to California and to Washington. Again, both run by leftist governors, just like our state is. So here's a question I want to pose to you. Kate Brown says, well, she detailed her plans to reopen Oregon, right? Oh, and one of the interesting things that I found about that is she says, well, I have my plan and the White House came out with their plan and they're the similar. So in other words, she is saying that she's kind of saying, well, you know, I came out with my plan first and Donald Trump came out with his, and his is just like mine. Not hardly. But anyway, she's trying to say that. So Professor Hinckley is out with a new article, and it asks an important question, and it has to do with how we're going to approach the next crisis. Here's what he asks. How many times do you think Oregon and the rest of our country can afford to do a lockdown of this magnitude in our lifetime? And Kate Brown says that she's going to rely on science, just like Governor Newsom out of California is. Really? Well, part of it, and this is what Kate Brown is saying, copycat Kate, because she is very unoriginal, folks. This is her way of dealing with things. Why? Because she's a political animal that is driven by the politics of the people who support her and keep her in power. It has nothing to do with science, folks. It's all talk. Like one of her pieces is science. Based on what? Not on facts, folks, but modeling. And if you don't think that I'm not correct about that, go to the Oregonian story about testing, because that's another one of her factors, just like it is with Governor Newsom in California. The story from, well, it was from the 18th, from Saturday. Coronavirus testing could expand in Oregon right now, is the headline. Instead, tests sit idle amidst restrictive guidelines. What? Kate Brown says one of her criteria is a lot more testing. We need to get testing to 15,000 a day. This story says we're already there, but we're not doing it because of the state's restrictive guidelines. Meanwhile, in this story, Utah and New Mexico have loosened up their guidelines. They're allowing all kinds of testing. Why? Because they have the capacity to do it. And the state epidemiologist, Dr. Seidlinger, says, well, you know, we're going to be really careful because, you know, we don't want to overwhelm the system. And the story details hospitals and other people and other systems, health systems in this state, especially with these new tests that are coming out now that are very short and quick, right? Donald Trump talks about that all the time. How they are saying they have the capacity to do it now. In fact, they say that with our drive-through tests, and this is all over the state of Oregon, folks, we have the capacity to do this now. So why aren't we? We have the capacity to exceed, and it's obvious in the story, folks. This is the Oregon. This is the fish wrap. This is not a conservative newspaper. They are saying we have the capacity to exceed what the governor is saying we already need. Well, okay. then, Governor, why aren't we doing this? If you're saying you want to reopen the economy, but you're not willing to loosen the restrictions, can people really believe you? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, folks. And we're going to get into more of this, but it is stunning. And there's also, there's another stunning thing that comes out of both of these stories, one on OPB and one on the Oregonian, about testing that is lacking. It is stunning, and it jumps out at you if you read them. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to our first caller. We'll go to Jim. Jim, good morning. How are you? What do you have to say today, friend?
I couldn't get you on the radio, so I figured I'd call you up and talk to you in person. For some reason, I ain't coming in on AM 1220.
Yeah, we're having trouble with the AM, but you can get us. We are broadcasting live on the FM, 104.3.
Okay, I was looking for it. But anyway, it's pretty obvious what's going on. It's a corporate takeover of America. The corporations and the government are taking over. You know, you have to be blind not to see it. They set this up. It's long-term planning. They set it up months in advance, years in advance, actually, and they were waiting for the right situation, and they did it. The corporate's taking over.
So, wait a second. How are the corporations influencing Kate Brown to lock down the state? I mean, that wasn't what precipitated. It wasn't the corporations. They've been hurt horribly out of this thing. I would think just the opposite, that the corporations don't like what's going on here. It was the University of Washington model, Jim, wasn't it?
You're absolutely wrong. This is what the corporations want. Walmart, Amazon had this set up years in advance. 2 years ago, Amazon built a big faculty up in Portland. I drive by it every day. It sat empty for 2 years. And then they were waiting for this to happen, and then bam, it happened. Same way with Walmart. A year ago, they began to set up pickup outside the store. No one used it. Now everybody's using it. And this corporation had this plan. They knew about it ahead of time, and they're waiting to get the right people in place. You're thinking that people act like we do instead of how filthy rich people act, like the globalists. They have all the money in the world, so if they lose a couple trillion, it's nothing to them. So you're thinking like a normal person. You got to think like they think. They get money for free through the banking system. They own our banking system. Trump was beginning to release the entrepreneurs would have power, and they wouldn't be able to stop or control America no more. This is the corporate takeover of America. It's very obvious. They want to keep you poor.
Well, the politicians want to keep you poor, that's for sure, especially ones like Kate Brown. They cannot find enough new ways to tax you to death and to regulate your life. That's why we call them regressive totalitarian Marxists. Jim, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. That's Jim's opinion. Is this a corporate takeover of America? Or is it something else even more sinister? Let's go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, good morning. What do you have to say this fine morning?
Yes, you guys, did you have to give up the 1220? I lost track of what happened to you guys.
Well, we're having trouble with the 1220 transmitter, but 104.3 on the FM side is still working, and we're still streaming, and you can still get us on the app.
Yeah, now, were others thinking about doing a rally at the end of the month here in Oregon? I know there was a small thing that happened, but not a lot of participants just a few days ago, but what do you...
Well, Redmond had a rally Friday, and nobody got arrested, and they were hugging each other, and, I mean, you know, people are standing up. Now, it's my understanding that there's going to be a rally in, I think, the first weekend in May at the state capitol, and maybe all over the state. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I think people need to stand up, and they need to say enough is enough.
Yeah, I agree. It's gone on too long. And in reality, my thinking is that after 7 days of quarantine and 7 days of quarantine, as I've said before, if you have a pandemic, you should be finished with it. Going on seven plus, life doesn't work that way. Biblically speaking, it should only be 7 and 7, a total of 14. If you have an issue that is beyond that, it's out of control.
Well, you're right about that. And what's out of control is the government's response to it, or lack of, and I'm not talking about the federal government. I'm talking about Kate Brown, because her response has been the wrong response. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate you calling. I mean, there is some wisdom to this, too, by the way. And what I'm talking about is actually how you would handle this from a biblical perspective. I know some of you don't like me to say that, but the reality is, folks, it's true. I mean, you know what the plague is? Leprosy. I mean, the plague was different than leprosy, but you know what lepers had to do? They had to go away and they had to separate themselves from society, because that was a permanent disease that ultimately caused your body parts to fall off. And it was communicable. They knew that. This is not leprosy. This is not the plague, which the body had no defenses for, but which also had people had to quarantine themselves. That killed everybody. This is different. Now, our ability to deal with this is far greater than it was even the Spanish flu, folks. How we deal with this makes all the difference in the world. If part of dealing with it is testing, then why don't we do more testing? It is available. We have the capacity to do it. But we're not. Who's in control of that? Well, one person is. Her name is Kate Brown. Now, remember what I said to you? In fact, I'm watching Fox Business right now. And by the way, have you seen the stunning collapse of crude oil this morning? I mean, truly stunning. Crude oil, folks, is down to $10.89 a barrel. I'm not kidding. It's off $7.38 this morning. Now, it wouldn't surprise me that George Soros is profiting from this somehow, because that's the evilness of his mindset. But folks, what we have to do is get our economy open again. Now, you and I may cheer $10 a gallon or $10 a barrel crude oil, but that ain't good. It ain't good because it ain't good for our national energy producers who produce crude oil. Because if they shut that down, they're going to shut down a lot of the natural gas. We need that, don't we? I want to get back into the coronavirus testing issue and the story about it, because let me tell you something, folks. There is a sinister component, and there's, well, let's talk. 20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, I got a great email from the state employee who shall never be named about blame and about science. And it fits in nicely with this story today, especially since Professor Hinckley's back out with another post today. Coronavirus isn't killing Oregon's economy. The lockdown is. And he posted this on the 17th. And we'll get into that and talk a little bit about it, folks. But the science business about opening up again our economy. We have to. It's just critical, friends. for a lot of reasons, and there is a sinister, well, there's a reason we call the people who lead this state regressive totalitarian Marxists. There's a reason why. And I want to get into that because it is stunning what is lacking from these articles, both the OPB article about Kate Brown and the coronavirus testing article from yesterday in the Oregonian. The fact that we have all kinds of capacity and we're not using it, even though we have it because of restrictive guidelines. Well, who can change that? One person. Her name is Kate Brown, Queen Kate. Now, I know I'm being overly critical, but we'll get through some of that here in a moment. But look, one of the good things coming out, I know we're trying to look for silver linings, because I don't want to be Debbie Downer here. I just want to be realistic. One of the good things that have come out of you having been stuck at home is that, you know, many of you, and I've been seeing posts online, many of you are getting a lot of those home and garden projects done because you don't have anything else to do. And you can still go to Home Depot and Lowe's in your local Ace Hardware store. You can get the things you need. Well, good for you. But now you have a whole lot of stuff left over. What are you going to do with it? You got to haul it away, right? Well, I want to welcome Clayton Ward Recycling. It's a new advertiser to not only the radio station, but to the show. Because right now, Clayton Ward Recycling is accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, gravel, cardboard, newspapers, office paper, shredded paper. And you know, the best thing about it, some of it you get charged for, some of it you don't. But there's no waiting. It's easy unloading, and they do have fast and friendly service. They're family-owned and operated, been in Salem here 50 years. They're right off the Salem Parkway on Mainline Drive. This is Clayton Ward Recycling. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and they're open on Saturday, 7 to 3. Why don't you give them a call? 503-393-8700. 503-393-8700. Get rid of that stuff that you're finally getting to. Get rid of it with Clayton Ward Recycling. So, yeah, folks, just to let you know, if you're having trouble hearing us on the AM side on 1220 AM, our transmitter's down, but we're still broadcasting on the FM channel, 104.3. You can still hear us, and we're still on the internet. We're good to go. Now, look, in what is missing out of these stories is compassion. If you read through Kate Brown's detailing her plans, it was an interview for Reopening Oregon by Dave Miller. It's on OPB's website. It's also on OregonWatchdog.com. If you read through the entire thing, what is stunning is that not any real reference to the mental health that is obviously so important here. There is a slight mention about this Wilsonville facility that they're trying to fast track, or that people are hopefully trying to fast track here. But very little of it. Most of this is about how she's going to reopen the economy and the tough choices she's got to make at this moment. And how she's just thankful that Ron Wyden is responsible for getting the extra $600 a week additional checks out to Oregonians. No, he isn't. Donald Trump is responsible for that, along with Steve Mnuchin and the rest of Congress. But nonetheless, remember how I've criticized her? She apologized over the weekend for the unemployment department's inability to process claims. Folks, What did I say to you at the end of last week? One phone call could have fixed that. It's not like they didn't see it coming. It's not like Kate Brown wasn't telegraphing it for days while she was being criticized for not locking down the state. The director of the Department of Employment should have had a plan ready to go. She talks about how they've had to ramp up from 100 employees. Folks, we are in the seventh week now of the coronavirus thing. And they didn't ramp it up ahead of time, knowing that Kate Brown was going to lock down the state and stay-at-home orders, and our economy was going to be devastated, and lots of people were going to be filing for unemployment. For some reason, they just now have decided to ramp up. She says, this week, we're going to have, instead of 100, we're going to have 400, and then we're going to 800. This is Kate Brown. The incompetence of Kate Brown. And regressive totalitarian Marxists who cannot figure this out. And the same is true with testing, folks. What is stunning is what's lacking here, and what is sinister, is the lack of compassion. Because if you were going to be compassionate towards the people that you knew you were going to be putting out of work, you would have been ahead of the curve. You would have said, we're going to waive the waiting week with one phone call. You would have said during that same phone call, I'm going to shut the government down. I'm going to shut, not the government, but the state down, the economy. You need to get ready for it and start ramping people up to handle the volume. No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Now, Corby writes me an email. He thought that Jim had a good point. I've always believed that small businesses, mom-and-pop stores, should have been left open, and the big box public-private partnerships should have closed. I've never seen Lowe's and Home Depot so busy on a regular business. People would be spread out over a larger area. Have a great day. Okay. Now, coronavirus isn't killing Oregon's economy. The lockdown is. That's Professor Hinckley's latest post. Go to ProfessorHinckley.com. And it is about the revelations out of the Stanford study, which, by the way, is now being almost replicated, although using different methods, in the UK. Believe it or not. Now, I'm going to make a point about that in a moment, but I want to remind you about something, friends. You know, maybe you don't want to do your own DIY project. Maybe you want to hire a contractor. That's why you ought to talk to Eric Azor at RighteousRenovations.com. You know what? They can come in and they can fix things for you. Maybe it's time to do that remodel. I mean, after all, the money from the federal government's flowing, right? Maybe you're still working, maybe you're not, but maybe you're on unemployment, but you got some money saved, and you're thinking, you know what, if we're ever going to fix the kitchen, if we're ever going to remodel the bathroom, or maybe just repair the deck because the nice weather's here, this is the time to do it. Why don't you call Eric Gazer, Righteous Renovations, RighteousRenovations.com. He'll take care of you. He does good work. All you have to do is read the recommendations from people on the website, RighteousRenovations.com. So, Professor Hinckley says, coronavirus isn't killing Oregon's economy. The lockdown is. And it is all about this Stanford study that came out, and you've heard about it already, so I don't want to dwell on it too much, because the larger question is something different. But here's what he says. The study is that a lot, between 50 to 85 times, now think about that, more people were infected than they first thought, than the models produced. And that's going to get us back to the email by the state employee who shall never be named. But this is the reality, is that many, many more times people were infected in both the UK study and the Stanford study. And the mortality rate because of that is really low. It is lower than we were told it was, except for one particular group, and that those are people over the age of 80. And then he goes on to talk, show the Oxford study, talking about it, what's happening in Florida, they're reopening the beaches. But here's the question we have to ask ourselves. How many times can we do this? Because there is going to be another pandemic, folks, and it'll come out of China. Rather than, you know, I'm not so sure I agree with Jim, because I think this is more Chinese-centric than it is anything else. And by the way, the Amazon in China is a whole different company. It's not Amazon, by the way. They act like Amazon, but it's not them. But how many times can we do this? How many times can we use a faulty model as a reason to shut down our economy and destroy people's lives? And I'm going to go back to the story about Kate Brown detailing her plans to reopen. She says it's going to be on science, and it's going to be on testing. And then we go to the Oregonian story that says, we can test right now. We can do all the testing that Kate Brown says we need to do if they open up the restrictions like Utah, like New Mexico have done, which have similar rates of infection. Why aren't we? Why isn't Kate Brown doing that? We already have it. The story details it. Well, she's going to rely on science. But the larger question is this. How many times can we afford to do this? Seriously. Now, this is why the protests are so important. Because you see, Kate Brown needs to be far more scared of the people's reactions to this than she is of any possible damage to her political future. How many times can we do this? Hinckley, Professor Hinckley says, one more time, two, three. Don't new viruses emerge every few years? SARS, MERS, Zika, Ebola, H1N1. We have to ask ourselves this question. Are we going to be tethered to models? Not to science, folks. And Kate Brown talks about using modeling. Dean Seidinger talks about using modeling as one of the criteria. What? You're going to keep you. I mean, how stupid do you have to be? I'm sorry, folks. How stupid do you have to be to keep believing the same failed modeling time and time again? Science? You see, doomsday is coming. What does the science actually say, Professor Hinckley? Well, let me just read it for you, and then we'll go to the phones. Number one, the case fatality rate is 0.12. meaning this is going to be ultimately in the same range as the flu. Number two, COVID-19 follows the natural bell curve of a virus and was doing so here in Oregon before the lockdown took place. And he shows the graphs. The graphs where? From China, Hubei Province, Wuhan City. And then a top Israeli professor claims that simple statistics show the virus plays itself out after 70 days. A mathematician. Okay. And then he shows the Oregon COVID-19 update, and he shows the curve, the stay-at-home order, and he shows the first day of possible impact. Now, number three, the purpose of the lockdown was to ensure that Oregon would have enough hospital beds to manage COVID-19 patients. We're not even coming close to using the hospital beds. Our peak, by the way, was on the 17th, as forecasted by the faulty University of Washington model. And he points out, our peak is today, he wrote this on the 17th, and we need 173 beds, which is 6.5% of our beds. He writes, in Oregon, the sole purpose of the lockdown was to not overwhelm the medical system. The model says we need 6.5% of our total beds, and that today is our peak use. So why are we still locked down? Because we're not using the numbers of beds, folks. Number four, according to the science, social distancing and shutting down stores has had little bearing on the spread of the virus, but it's ruining our economy, many people's lives and livelihood. And it goes on to quote Professor Hendrik Streeck from the University of Bonn in Germany, who's leading a study in Germany on the hard-hit region of Heinsberg. And his conclusions? Well, I'll quote from the article that he has a screenshot of. So far, no transmission of the virus in supermarkets, restaurants, or hairdressers have been proved. Now, before I go to Ron, I'm going to hold you over because I want to read this email. Here's what it is. This is from the state employee who shall never be named. Are the regressive totalitarian Marxists largely responsible for the devastating economic downturn related to COVID-19 epidemic? Well, consider the facts. The regressives have constantly accused Trump of being woefully ignorant and ignoring the science related to climate change. A completely broken CDC, inherited from Obama, required urgent and wide-sweeping changes. Trump and his task force follow the recognized scientific experts, Fauci and Birx, who've embraced the radically inaccurate coronavirus pandemic model from the University of Washington that promised hundreds of thousands of deaths. Presidential election was only 10 months away, and when the coronavirus outbreak took hold in the U.S. and was in an unjust impeachment trial in late January, early February, Trump has fed inaccurate information about the virus, was fed, rather, inaccurate information about the virus, was being impeached, relied on experts who counseled a total shutdown that destroyed the best economy the country has ever seen, while facing constant criticism from a deranged press. So who's truly to blame? It ain't Trump. There's lots more. We'll get to Ron's call and yours when we come back. It's 6:48. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
So where's Kate Brown's compassion for the mental health of people that are damaged because of her lockdown? You know, Donald Trump didn't do the lockdown, folks. But where's the peace of mind? Not just from working, folks. Not just from going back to work is what I mean, but where the peace of mind in testing, so that you know whether you have it or not, whether you can go out and be with your fellow workers, be around your family, where you can go out and go to church, where you can go out to the beach. Where's the lack of compassion to let people feel assured that with a test, they're okay? Or maybe they've had it already. Not a word in these stories about that. As we read that we have all kinds of testing capacity in Oregon, and we're not using it, even though Kate Brown says that's one of the criteria. We already have the capacity. She's not using it, and she could fix it with a simple phone call. Just like she could have fixed with a simple phone call the waiting week, if you're filing for unemployment as a result of her lockdown order, which, as Professor Hinckley points out, was unnecessary. Now, everything I've just shared with you, this whole business about testing, having the, don't take my word for it, by the way. Read the article at OregonWatchdog.com. Read it for yourself. Where's the compassion when you're having conversations with people about this whole issue? Where's the compassion for the mental health of people who need to be tested so they're not depressed? Folks, a week ago, I got a message, and Ron, I'm going to get to you, brother. I just promise. Just hang on. A week ago, I got a message from a friend who has a relative working at the Hillsborough Police Department. It might have been Beaverton. At any rate, domestic violence cases up 300%. Suicides up 150% from the time of Kate Brown's lockdown order. Where's the compassion? Why aren't we testing? Why isn't Kate Brown simply choosing to have compassion on people for their mental health by allowing them to be tested like Utah and New Mexico have? That's a question you can ask people that are in your circle of influence. It gets people to be thinking and allows you to share with them the actual story and let them go read it for themselves. There's no mention of that. It's absolutely critically important. So also is building your immune system. That's why I urge you to go online to pro-bioscience.com. This is Oregon grown and processed right here in Salem, CBD oil. I use their product. You should too. I got some for my mother, and she slept so much better. She just lost her husband last week of 30 years, a wonderful, marvelous man. And that CBD has helped her sleep like you wouldn't believe. It also can give you some energy, and it can take away your pain. I gave some to my father. He put it in his coffee, and his pain goes away. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Check them out on the web. If you decide to order from whether they're hand sanitizer or their CBD products for pets or just for you, the tincture like I use, make sure if you're going to order online, you use the code, the discount code SPRING, the word SPRING, 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Ron. Ron, thanks, brother. I'm so sorry for being so long-winded. How are you today?
Okay, going I-5 north, going up the Tiger to work today. your AM 1220 ain't working right now, but nevertheless, Kate is disgraceful. She's playing the Pelosi card. She wants more money from the Fed because she don't want to use her precious money, give us a tax break or anything else, a cat holiday, restore us back into the federal system on our payroll taxes, because she's a greedy harlot. She does not care about businesses, no matter what side of
Did we lose him? We must have lost him. He's gone. Well, look, be safe out there today. Yeah, I guess we lost him. Be safe out there, Ron, today as you're working. Ron's a flagger. He's always out there on the roadways, and thank goodness he's able to go to work. But the reality is people like Kate Brown talk a good game, but they don't follow through. All right, so I've been overly critical of her today, right? I've given you some things to think about that you can use, not so much in criticizing Kate Brown, but pointing out something. If Kate Brown says we need to reopen the economy, because right now, folks, in the OPB article, again, you can see it on OregonWatchdog.com, talks about it's likely that our economy in Oregon has taken a hit by $3 to $4 billion. That's a lot. This will be out of the general fund. We're not going to get as much money from the federal government. The stories are that, you know, Kate's anticipating getting $2.5 billion bailout from the federal government. And ain't going to be enough. And Ron's right. She's going to raise taxes. She's going to try to raise taxes. How long until you kill the goose that lays the golden egg? This is not rocket science, folks. And by the way, I know we are up on the FM, Rich. Yes, we are up on the FM, 104.3. You can still listen to the radio station, and you can listen to Stacey Ann, who's up next with Good Morning Salem. Folks, be encouraged, because you have the ability to use these stories and these issues today to get people to thinking about things. Compassion in testing. Why aren't we doing more testing? Because Kate Brown will not loosen the rules. Why? Don't we need to get people's mental health, to encourage people to not feel depressed? We do. And one of the ways that you cannot feel depressed is to make sure your home is safe from all kinds of viruses. That's why you ought to go to Freedom Heating and Air and ask them about their great filtration systems that can filter that stuff out and can kill these bacterial viruses. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. They've been in business a long time in Salem. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Pray for Kate Brown, because she needs a lot of wisdom, folks. She needs to go do the right thing. Get out there. Make a difference. Enjoy your day. Be blessed. See you tomorrow.